Well, we're on the telephone with Jordan Dooks, who is the Director of National Affairs with Nebraska Farm Bureau Federation. Jordan, the EPA has published the Clean Power Plan in the Federal Register. Wanted to ask you, specifically, how is this going to impact Nebraska and Nebraska agriculture?
You know, Ken, this is the second phase of EPA's greenhouse gas regulation rollout. So they had their initial rule that talked and put new regulations and new requirements on existing power plants. And so this is the one that deals with new power plants that may be built. And so generally, if you look at what these new regulations would mean, you're talking about higher energy prices across the country, and agriculture being modern agriculture being energy intensive, and in Nebraska specifically, where you have a lot of farmers that when gas prices went up, they converted those pivots over to electric motors. They're going to feel this very, very directly. Generally, we also continue to be concerned as well that EPA will go down the greenhouse gas regulatory path and end up regulating agriculture directly as well. And that when you look at the livestock industry, there's a concern there, the crop industry as well. But, I think generally this is that continued narrative of EPA regulating agriculture, regulating the economy, and causing economic harm really nationwide.
Yeah, and Nebraska is, like a lot of rural states, is pretty dependent on the coal-powered electricity, isn't it?
We really are, and I thought the vast majority of our electricity comes from coal-fired power plants, and when you look at the cost of compliance and what companies are going to have to do in order to meet these new requirements, the amount of money they spent, they're going to have to end up putting that directly on the ratepayers as well. So they have to spread those costs out, and they will do that, and that'll raise electric costs really statewide.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the greenhouse gas emissions from livestock operations, and a lot of people think that might be the next step.
You know, that's what we're concerned with. You know, I know this has been a multi-year project. If you remember a number of years ago, the House passed a piece of legislation called cap and trade. Well, this new regulation is all cap without the trade component to it. There is, moving forward, we're continuing to be concerned that EPA's approach here will try to, once they have the power industry under these new regulations, they will try to come after the livestock industry, obviously. Cattle production is very, very important to the state of Nebraska, and livestock has been blamed for an awful lot in terms of greenhouse gas production. And so those on-the-farm measures that EPA may undertake, while we may not know exactly what those are today, we still continue to be concerned that as EPA continues to try to, in their mind, tackle this problem, that they'll come down to the farm level and trying to put those livestock operations under some sort of greenhouse gas regulatory control as well.
Jordan, anything else? Are you recommending anything to your members or farmers out there?
You know, one of the things I will say in the steps moving forward is to continue to talk to our members of Congress. I know, obviously, I think for the most part, our delegation, the Nebraska delegation, understands how detrimental this would be to the Nebraska economy. But generally, it's really good to continue to try to talk to them and let them know that you're paying attention, let them know what your concerns are, and then they can take those concerns to Washington. And it's going to be a number of years before I think we get this thing figured out in terms of legal challenges that come up, and including, I would say, legislative challenges as well. And so we'll have to see moving forward, what transpires on this end. But you're going to see a lot of challenges move forward, and it's good for folks to continue to try to stay tuned and continue to try to push members of Congress and tell them that they're concerned about this.